I'm a broker, an insurance broker. You're an underwriter. And we had business together. We had mutual clients. And
the jobs that we have make us adversarial.
We talked when we had to.
I don't think we had a small talk conversation.
I don't think so either.
I was talking to Amy, my colleague, and I was like, you know, I need to get back out there. There's no good men out there. And she said, what about Jay? I'm like, I'm worried because we work together and I don't want to mess that up. But November of 2010, mm-hmm. and I was making the rounds and your colleague Ryan took me in to see you. And I admit that I dressed up just to interest you, intrigue you.
Blue dress and black leather, you know, calf-high boots. And it was not fair. But again, you know, you were in my office for business only. So that's mm-hmm. how I looked at it.
Yeah,
I wasn't going to get married again.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there, done that.
So then a few weeks later, we met up at Sage.
A business function.
I didn't know if you had an inkling that maybe I wanted to be more than a business.
Had a great conversation, had a good time, and clearly so much so that we alienated our two other colleagues at the table, and they made a beeline for the exit as soon as they could.
They did.
We did kiss that night.
Mm-hmm.
And 4 weeks after our first date,
Snowmageddon.
January of 2011, we had 4 days of snow and ice, and nobody could go anywhere. And we spent 4 days together
mm-hmm.
and nowhere to go.
Right.
Because we could not get out.
Right. It was definitely make or break. Because if it hadn't worked out,
yeah, that,
I would have been get some snowshoes yeah, and let's go.
You gotta go. You gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
We danced around the house. We played cards.
We did.
Slept. We watched movies. It was a great 4 days.
Mm-hmm. That kind of made our relationship too, I think.
About 4.5 months into our relationship, I turned to you one night and what did I say?
I'd marry you tomorrow if I could.
Yes. And then I asked you to marry me. So we get married in a day and a half.
Mm-hmm. You want to practice our vows?
We can try it. Let's see. Our vows. I vow to help you love life.
To always hold you with tenderness.
To have the patience that life deserves.
You mean the patience that love demands.
Yes, that one.
To speak when words are needed.
And to share the silence when they are not.
And to live within the warmth of your heart.
Yes.
And always call it home.
And always call it home.
Dear, you get a C- in vows. You're going to have to practice.
Yeah.